and welcome back, everyone, into the shop. Guys, it's Tyler.
I'm Lauren.
And it's Peter.
And how y'all doing?
I'm tired.
Same. But I mean, it's kind of a murky day outside.
Murk.
A little muddy.
Mud.
A little gray.
Yeah.
Gray.
A little cloudy.
Clouds.
Man.
Speaking of clouds and dark.
Uh-huh.
And kind of moody, but not really moody. More like horny.
What?
Wait, who are you talking about right now?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was just trying to segue into the title or the topic of the day, which is about clubs.
That's how you transition. This guy said, speaking of horny.
Let's talk about clubs.
No one talked about horniness.
Am I wrong, though? I mean, like, one of the horniest places is at a club.
I mean, I guess.
One of the cloudiest places is at a club because of everyone vaping.
Are they vaping in the clubs now?
Dude, yeah. Like,
yeah.
They always be bringing in their pens and shit, and they're just like, yeah.
They weren't vaping back in my days.
Yeah, and back in our day.
It wasn't as prevalent. I think people still did it, but it's like, I think because like this newer generation of people, and I think, you know, we'll get into that later in the topic too, but like this, but then like, yeah, this like later generation of people that are now clubbing, like, you know, they're much more into the nicotine. So, and they don't consume it by ways of cigarette smoking. It's all like e-pens and vapes and yeah. But it's kind of weird because they try to like hide it when they like take hits. I don't know if you can, I don't know if it's like a big deal or not in the club or at any like venue of sorts, right? But I've noticed like people just try to like hide it. Like they're trying to be conspicuous about it. They'll like palm the pen in their hands and then they're like sucking their palm.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It's because some has tobacco.
Yeah.
Maybe that you can't smoke tobacco indoors, so.
Yeah.
Might be a thing.
I think it's also just like a no smoking indoors rule in general, and I think vape technically counts as that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like, there's a lot of like unspoken rules at the club, right?
Yeah.
Like, things get enforced, things don't. How do you stop everyone from doing it? You know, who you gonna pick? Who you gonna pick for the fights and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, today's topics. Topic.
Clurb.
Topics.
To the club.
To the club.
Clubs. Brought in the club.
Brought to our attention because we went to the club last night.
Club goers.
Lauren and I went to the club.
Very
last night.
I was at very home. Unexpectedly. It was not planned. We found out 2 hours before we went or so. Maybe three hours.
Nah, it was a good like 5 hours.
I don't remember. It just felt like it all just, I was just trying to play Stardew Valley. Okay.
I came in, found out they went to the club, and I got exhausted.
I'm so exhausted. I'm like falling asleep.
I mean, I think it was a fun night. I think it really, it's definitely different. I would say like the last time we went to the clubs, it was
back in college, like 2016, 2017. We didn't go after college. I mean, I didn't go after college. I don't know
if I went after college.
I definitely went during.
It was very seldom, but even then, like, we were kind of, like, thrown in the towel. I mean, we had our, like, crazy phase that one summer of 2015 where we were there, like, every other weekend or every weekend, actually.
Yeah, that was during college.
Yeah.
That was during college, yes. But then, like, it was that didn't stop after that summer. Like, we still went. It just wasn't as frequent because people either had work or, like, was going to school. And so it wasn't like, oh, Friday, Saturday. We were at the clubs. It was like maybe like every other week or every 2-3 weeks. And then it just got like less and less and less. And then now we're just all busy individuals and working and prefer to stay home. Well, also in the pandemic, right? Didn't help, but yeah.
Wait, so is clubbing in the pandemic any different? Like, are they all masked up? No.
Me and our other friend were like, and Tyler were like the only people masked up.
Oh, I was going to say, are you required like to, or were you required to be masked up?
I think at one point you had to because it was like a San Francisco law thing.
It's like, yeah, because I was like, I don't know if the San Francisco law, but I know East Bay, like Alameda County, we're all masked up again. So right. I was kind of just imagining everyone at the club masked up.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, is everyone just mask fishing? You know what I mean? Like, do you do makeup like from nose up maybe?
You know what I'm saying? That's what I said to them. Mm. I was like, don't waste expensive makeup on like, the face, like just do things to do stuff to the eyes and call it a night.
Did you guys do your makeup?
We did our makeup, but I did a full makeup. I mean, most girls, like even if we were masked, we still generally put makeup on our whole face.
I figured like the technology would have been there that you can mask yourself and then do just makeup from like cheek up. You know?
I mean, I guess you could, but that's if assuming you're always constantly wearing your mask too. But I don't know. I mean, I just
that'd be crazy though. Like you just makeup. You know, you find a girl and they just pull off their mask and it's just bare.
Yeah, like our bare bottom. Like face. I saw our friend also. She did full makeup too. It's not like we just did half and like the other half is bare.
Crazy.
You just never know when you take your mask off. So
that'll scare me going in and just get mask fish.
Right. Like if you just mask cute, but you ain't really cute.
Yeah. So now you got to worry about there's when a they lot take of, off their eyelashes and when they take off their
mask. Yeah. There's a lot of mask cute people though.
Yeah, mask cute because I mean, I guess for girls, if you have falsies on, it's you know.
Even for guys, it's an easy sell. Like you kind of imagine like, oh, they probably kind of look like this. You take it off and you're like, no, that's not what I expected at all.
You're like, oh yeah, he looks cute, and takes his mask off, and all of a sudden he's like, yo.
That happened a lot at the gym. I was like, that guy's kind of cute, and then he takes his mask off. I was like. Never mind. Just
I mean, we talked about it when we had the gym episode, I think. Yeah. But it's just like when we got back, I was like, I don't remember you looking like that.
Yeah.
A lot better masked on. Well, that's kind of fucked up. But I imagine you look very different.
Different than what we expect. Yeah. So, we have expectations that we shouldn't have.
Fair.
Unlucky.
Just don't have any expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how was club life? Pushing 30.
Oh god. Not like when we were in college.
I was fine.
I'm tired. I was ready.
A little more sore.
I was ready to go at like midnight.
You guys do everything the fun. You guys pregame and do all the fun stuff. Buy alcohol.
No.
Do whatever the kids do.
We did buy alcohol.
Bought a drink.
But here, I think that's kind of like the biggest like difference, right? Like the amount of drinking is probably the biggest difference. So. You kind of go in there and like you have a higher appreciation for like finer establishments that might spin better music because you're like, now that there's no alcohol to just like power you through the night, you're like, you find other forms of like what, like other, like, I guess, value and assetting, like assets like in the club, right? So like, it would be like, you either people watch or you listen to the music. And if both scenes suck, then that's going to be a terrible night, you know? It's like, yeah, I think the level of drinking is just the biggest difference.
Yeah. Or the music was also pretty different too. But I guess that's a different type of different. Like
they started off
club culture, I guess. Now it's like everyone, all the girls are wearing jeans and AF1s and not a lot of them are wearing heels anymore. Like I was talking to my friend. I was like, yeah, I'm at the club right now and no one's like dressed up like we used to. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's kind of weird now. It's so different.
Did you dress up?
Yeah, like me and our friend, we wore dresses and heels, like how we would usually go to a club, like, you know, years ago. But nowadays, everyone's super casual. Like, they're just wearing crop tops, denim, and sneakers.
See, I hated that. Dress attire at the clubs. Because, like, for guys, you got to have, like, the nice pair of slacks. But they got to be comfortable enough to dance in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get too hot in them, too.
True.
You have the nice socks and, like, comfortable, like, dresses shoes, you know. It's tough.
Yeah.
And button-ups that don't seep out your sweat. Ooh, man, not miss those days.
Always wear dark.
But I feel like, you know, like, shameless plug, but I feel like now that, you know, there's Lululemon, I feel like you can have some nice slacks at the
honestly, yeah, yeah, probably.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, even I wore black jeans there. I was murdered out. That was my outfit. I was just like, black dress shirt, because that's a must now, because I'm just sweaty as fuck. And then black jeans because I just didn't have anything else to go with shoes that I thought I had to wear because, you know, back then they were a lot stricter on, like, your shoes. They would look at you and be like, you can't have those, right? And I was, like, panicking kind of because I was like, fuck, like, I want to wear, like, sneakers and shit because I don't want to wear, like, my busted-ass, like, desert boots that I wore to the clubs for 5 years straight, right? And then, like, I couldn't do that. Or like I ended up doing it anyways, but then I didn't want to wear the Lulus because I was like, I know people are just going to be spilling drinks. Mm. Like, I know you're like, something's going to splash on you, whether it's biological, like human throw up or whatever, or like drinks, you know, something's going to spill on you. And I was like, Lulus are too damn expensive to put that through. As much as it would have been super comfortable to wear and dance in and move and would have been breathable, toughed it out in the jeans.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think fashion, to kind of going back to the fashion point though, like I'm kind of disappointed in the fact that like people aren't as dressy anymore. But I also get it. You know, I think it's like we're at the stage where it's like, who gives a shit? You're going to temple. Who are you going to impress?
Well, sure. I mean, everyone just pulls up in tech pants and a Patagonia and call it.
Right?
Honestly, yeah. I've seen that.
I wonder if it stemmed from the poke culture. You know, like poke bars and stuff like that, right? Because that's kind of where it stemmed up from. Like when we were going to temple and these clubs, right? Like if girls weren't in a little dress, you weren't getting in.
Mm-hmm.
If guys weren't in like dress shirt, I don't even think you could have gotten with polos back then. Maybe you could have.
I don't know.
No one really did. Everyone was just, it was automatically assumed you wear a dress shirt, probably some sort of like dark denim or slacks, and you wore like, you wouldn't wear dress shoes, but you would try to wear something that wasn't sneakers, right? Because they were so adamant about dress code back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Right? Whereas Polk, like, they didn't give a shit, right? Like, you go in there, you wear whatever the fuck you want, dance, drink, whatever. They'll just let you in as long as you pay the cover.
Mm.
And I think that kind of, like, seeped into the other clubs here. It's like more and more people did it, you know?
Mm.
Bouncers just didn't care no more. But
yeah. I mean, but the club we went to still had a strict dress code. It's just a different type of dress code.
The only dude that got turned away was a dude that was in shorts and flip-flops and a tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, like, why would you wear that to the club, you know?
He was like, for sure not getting
that. Yeah, there's no way. Looks like he was about to go to, like, Hawaii or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That dude was on vacation.
Yeah.
That dude was on PTO. It was kind of funny.
Man.
He even like talked to us and he's like, this outfit's okay, right? I was like, nah.
Yeah, no, it was a last minute decision. They pulled me here. Do you think I can get in? And I was like, no. I ain't the bouncer. You know, it's his call at the end of the night, but I don't think you're getting in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn. You guys show up in early to get in for free or
did Hell
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We did. I'm not paying. Oh,
how much is cover fee anyways?
40.
Really?
It's 40 now?
To get in the temple?
Yeah. Wow. After what, 11?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's expensive.
That is really expensive.
It used to be 20.
It used to be 20. That was what I was going to say. Yeah.
Even then, like, we didn't want to pay that.
Exactly.
40 is a lot. That's pushing it. But
here's the thing, though. Like, their whole, like, RSVP thing is a lot different now.
Mm.
So, like, back then, it used to be, like, you can RSVP and everything on Eventbrite. Something like that. Yeah, it used to be Eventbrite. It still is on Eventbrite, except it's not very clear that there's a free guest list.
Mm.
Yeah, because I don't know if they're trying to push ticket sales or whatnot, because they have these like artists and stuff like that, or like DJs that kind of go on. But like, it says that on their website, it's kind of weird and conflicting. On their website, it says like free admissions or like free RSVP is only available on Thursday nights, and then like Friday, Saturday, you have to pay to get in. But then on Eventbrite, if you just look up Temple SF, there's free guest list.
Oh, jeez.
And it works, and it's weird. So I'm like, let's give it a shot. You know, like if we got to pay, we're just going to turn around and go to Polk. You know, yeah. If we're going to pay, might as well just go somewhere else. And we ended up getting in for a free guest list before 11. But it was kind of weird. Signing up is not as easy as I remembered it being.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm not. It's not on my bucket list of going back to the clubs.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, what are you doing next week?
You trying to go back to the club? Thought you wasn't feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on the venue.
Okay.
Yeah,
what venue would
yeah.
you go to then? What are you trying to hit all the clubs? In one night?
Hit all the clubs?
Okay, not one night.
I would love to club hop. I would need to start really early in the night, though.
Well, unless you want to pay cover fee.
Yeah, I would. So I would not mind going back towards, like, or to, like, the older establishments.
Well, some of the older ones are closed.
I probably wouldn't go back to Temple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Temple is just easy, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
It's an easy choice. There's probably something somewhere for everyone. It's decently okay.
The venue's not bad.
Very average. It's just the crowd is a little too young
mm-hmm.
at our age, right? But like, if you removed like anyone 20 currently that is like 24 and younger, it would be okay.
Mm.
It's the ones that are like, you know, like, hey, and live it up, right? Like, you're 21, you're 22, whatever, live it up, right? Go to Ruby, like, is Ruby Sky still open? If it is, go there. Go to Audio SF, go to 1050.
Okay, right? But Temple is known for a lot of young people to go to. Like, when we were that young, we would always go to Temple.
True.
So
I don't remember going to Temple that much, though.
I went to Temple a lot.
Yeah, we went there a lot.
Oh, man.
It was there and Manor West at the time.
I remember Manor West more.
I love Manor West.
Maybe it's because I just enjoyed the music there more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, they didn't have stairs.
I didn't go there very often.
Stairs sucks when you have, you know, you're dressed up as sweaty.
That's true.
When the club closes and the lights turn on, and you gotta walk upstairs. That's
ooh.
You see everyone in full lighting. Oh,
yes. It's also more. It was more ventilated there. It was a little better ventilated, I think, because it was one story. Because when you go downstairs to the basement at Temple,
oh, there's no ventilation.
Uh-uh.
Unless you're standing right below that, there is like a air conditioning fan that's like somewhat near the tables.
I remember we used to go early, claim the spot. Yeah, then you go early with the free guest list, and then you try to claim that AC spot, and just dance around it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the only saving grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, like, I walked in there and I just got sweaty.
Oh no!
It is nasty. Like, it is. I wouldn't say it's musty, but it is definitely hot.
It was
in there.
Yeah, it was gross in there.
Yeah. I would go back to maybe. I'm kind of curious about Raven Bar. I feel like Raven Bar could still be like a spot for the older.
Is that the one with the bar in the middle?
I don't remember. It's the one that's more for like throwbacks.
Mm.
I never been there.
Yeah.
And what can I remember?
You've never been?
No.
I've been there like a lot. How have you never been?
You never took me.
Yeah.
Well, makes you guys sense. Weren't dating when we were doing the clubbing days.
To the clerks.
No.
I went a few times with people, our other friends from where we used to work at.
Oh. Because yeah. I remember there's this one group from college that always went every other weekend, if not every weekend. And I just tried to get everyone to go.
I went.
Yeah. So I did that like every other weekend. I couldn't do it. They did every weekend. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier for girls to go every weekend, I guess. Because they're not paying for their own alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And I kind of just realized, you know, maybe, you know how I said, maybe dirty dogs taste better after the club because you're drunk and kind of nasty with it. I feel like the club's not the same unless you have the AMF or like an extreme amount of alcohol in you.
But do you really want that though?
I don't want it, but it almost feels like it's the Viagra of the clubs.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
Can you really have a good time at the club?
Yeah.
Not intoxicated? Did you have a good time?
Okay, you can. Yes.
Did you have a good time?
I did when there was good music. And then when the music went bad.
See, you have to. But what about having a good time when the music sucks? Because a lot of time, chances are now, I imagine the music is not good.
But that,
50%.
Yeah. Which is why, like, in this, for us, right? And when I say us, it's like, we're 28 and above, right? And so, like, the music is key, which means the venue is key, right? Like, you got to find that right venue that hires the good people, not the DJs that like are kind of unknown. They just need to spin something for the night to make some quick extra cash, right? Like, that's kind of like Temple SF. Not to throw them under the bus, but like sometimes some of those guys, like, I don't know who they are. I mean, we also just haven't been in the DJ scene in a really long time either. But it's like they're spinning for certain group of folks, right? Like, there's a reason why Raven Bar is like known for have throwbacks, because they spin throwbacks and they attract an older crowd. So if you spin throwbacks, like, yeah, I'm gonna go. Manor West spun hip hop, and sometimes it was like throwbacks. Sometimes it was just like it was like current hip hop, right? So like it attracted a certain crowd, right? And so I think the thing with Temple is like it is like. To relate it to food, it is like a hot pot restaurant that serves hot pot and barbecue at the same time.
That actually sounds kind of gross.
Yeah.
If you think about it from a bar, like a club perspective.
but that's what it is, right? Like, you have, you try to capture different people and different likes and you put it into one, but it doesn't quite pan out the way you think it would, right? Because like you have the downstairs that spins quote unquote hip hop. And then you have the upstairs, which is usually like house or EDM.
Which one's a Korean barbecue? Which one's the hot part?
It's whatever your pick is. Mm. I would say downstairs is the hot pot just because it's fucking moist and...
Ooh. Steamy.
Yikes.
Hit or miss. Hit or miss. And then upstairs, it's like, it's consistent. It's just, it's the Korean barbecue. You get what you get. It's house music. It's EDM. You fist bump all night. Yeah, that's, it is what it is. And like, do I think they do one aspect particularly better than the other? I don't think they do, right? If they just average on both ends and it's kind of hit or miss on a certain given day, you know, so take it for what it is, but that's kind of how I see it. Versus like, I think Raven Bar or like, I guess like 10-15 Folsom or like these other like clubs, right? They hone in on like a certain genre. Like I think like Audio SF is very like EDM based house. I think 10-15 is the same thing. It's like EDM based house. And then there's like Raven Bar, which is like to my understanding, still throwbacks. Right. So it's like hone in on one thing, you'll attract a certain crowd. Try to do everything at once.
No one's really happy, right? Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. But that's what makes it easy, right? It's you just go there and then whatever you like, you go upstairs, you go downstairs, go outside for a smoke break, go to get a drink. Like, yeah. Everything's there.
You should just go to these clubs and get bottle service.
I really want to do that for like
your birthday's for like coming up,
big 3-0.
You want to do that?
I wouldn't do it for 29.
You can do
like,
bottle service for 30?
When I'm 30, it'll be fun.
Where would
why
you
not
do
at 29? 29's coming up.
29 is it's like the Thursday of years.
Yeah, but they're just holding the bottles with the fireworks and they're just going like this. It's the same at 29 as it is at 30. You know?
But it's
why not just do it earlier?
No, I don't want to do it earlier.
But then 30, I mean not earlier, but like if you do that 29, 30 can be bigger.
I don't want it to be bigger.
But what if bottle service isn't that even that big, you know?
Bro, it's just inflation at this point.
I mean, it's like, just the flex.
I can't afford it. I can't afford 2 rounds. I can barely afford bottle service first time around. I can't do anything bigger on 30.
Well, at that point, that's when you invite your friends and hopefully they cash in for the bottle service.
Oh, they better.
That's you, Peter.
Well, you got more friends, right?
I mean, true, yeah. But still, why not do it at 30? More fun.
But what if 30 could be bigger, you know? What if 30 could be, you know, 29 can be bottle service at the club. 30 can be bottle service on a yacht.
Ooh. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Wait, why don't I just skip bottle service at the club then and just go straight to the yacht at 30? Because that's way too big.
Because you
got to pay for the yacht and the bottle service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got to see if you actually like bottle service.
What's there to like about it?
I mean, what's there not to like?
I mean, it's just hot girls. Giving you a bottle.
But at that point,
sparklers.
You know, you know, at 30, maybe you just make hot girlfriends and then just have them sparklers and have them hold bottles.
Hey, honestly, I'm just going to invite like my hottest friends on this yacht and just be like, hey, here's the deal. You don't got to pay in for the yacht fee, but I just need you to pretend like your bottle service goes.
Can I sign up for this free guest list?
Just arrange everything. Just help me arrange everything. You good too, man. That'll be hella fun. I'm just going to put like an Instagram post just like,
hot girls.
Bottle service on a budget, dude.
Like, I am looking for hot girls.
Stupid.
Not a girlfriend. Just a hot girls.
I need 5 hot girls.
You can take pictures on the boat. Just hold the bottle for at least 10 minutes and hold this firecracker thing.
While I play EDM from my JBL speakers.
Shit.
That would be a good time.
It's not a yacht. It's a boat. But we'll park next to a yacht. Mm-hmm. And you can take pictures with that.
It's a body yada 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 yada.
Gross.
But speaking of like the music, you kind of know that, and this is something I think I brought up off mic, but I was like, I knew I was getting a little too old for the club. Or like this specific club. When like the music that you thought was going to be spun turned out to be like a TikTok remix.
I was really
like a cover or sample, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sample. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like Yeah, like
Jack Harlow's.
But yeah.
Whatchamacallit? First Class is Fergie's mm-hmm. Glamorous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else is a cover that they played?
What's the other one? It's Too Short, Blow a Whistle, but it's
Saweetie's.
My Type.
My Type, yeah. My
Type. Yeah.
Okay. Some City Girls.
Yeah. There's a couple of other ones. They're not coming to my head right now, but I know I heard them last night.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I was about to go Blow the Whistle. Like, I'm looking for the Bay Area hits. And also, that's another thing.
Saweetie's a Bay Area hit. What you mean?
She is, but like, you know, I was hoping for Blow the Whistle. Do, do, do. Not Richmond, that's my time. That's my time. I'm like,
you can vibe with that. You can play the songs for the girls.
Look, it's a good song.
I like the song, but you know.
It just wasn't what I expected. Mm.
I expected that only because I knew they would always play Saweetie at a club.
Yeah, I think my reference or like my reference point at the club specifically is also like that's where you're in the Bay, you go club in the Bay, you get hyphy.
Mm. No, I get
but
that.
But you're not. I don't want to say you're not clubbing in the Bay, but you're clubbing in San Francisco. The vibe's a little different.
True.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get hyphy.
Yeah. It's city girl's energy.
City girl. It's twerking energy. Yeah. It's a Meg Stallion body yaddy yaddy energy.
Which is fair. It's very fair. But I mean, like, they did play E40, so I'm not like, I'm not completely like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm not completely like out of range in terms of like, they were to play Too Short. Right, because like you play E40, they had Sage, they had
they played College Drop.
Yeah,
I was like, man, what's a good Sage song to play at the club? But there's a lot. College Drop is
They play Panoramic when you were
Panoramic's
fire. Oh, they
play
Panoramic.
Sage. Oh man, Sage.
Oh, that's when I left.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They play Slow Down.
Oh, they did. I was waiting for that one. They played. Oh wait. Oh yeah. Then they did play.
We was yiking. Yike, baby.
What else? Red Nose is a hit in the club too.
Yeah, oh, but they didn't play Red Nose.
Like a Red Nose. You know, I told myself if I ever got a Red Nose pit bull, I'd name it Sage. I got Blue Nose, so it's totally different.
That's funny.
Yeah.
They didn't play Red Nose while I was gone?
That many Sage songs.
Yeah, they did not spin that. They didn't play Red Nose. Or maybe they did. No, they didn't. Yeah, I mean, those were the boppers that we were like gas waiting pedal. For. Ooh, Gas Pedal.
Gas Pedal. Yeah, I was surprised they didn't play Gas Pedal.
I mean, no one yikes anymore.
Oh, that's true. No one yikes.
They don't know. Yeah. They just don't know.
What do they do in the club now? They bring back the jerking in the club? They bringing that back yet?
Yo, if they,
they're jerking.
If they did that shit, I would have fucking went off.
They didn't bring back the jerk? I thought it was TikTok.
You know, I thought it was a TikTok thing too. Like, I was like, you know, what if they did?
They brought that back. Right? I thought they brought it back.
No, it's on TikTok now.
Yeah, no, I know.
It is.
I
mean,
it's kind of on TikTok, but it's not like...
Oh, they're not jerking, though.
It's not the tradition. Like, they were kind of like making fun of it.
Oh,
they weren't like doing it.
Bruh.
Like, they were doing it and they're like, haha, I'm so old. Look at me jerk.
Is that what they're doing? I'm offended.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't too into jerking when it first came out because everyone was out there jerking and
I mean, just hurt my
doing
knees.
Weird shit outside.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was so whack. Like, so it was such funny. A whack dance, but now it's retro, so it's kind of cool, you know?
But it was always kind of fun to do, though, because it was just so ridiculous.
It was more fun. It was more fun when we were clubbing, because it was like it was old enough to be retro, and it wasn't like super like it wasn't like super retro hype, because like there wasn't like TikTok around it, you know? Like there wasn't like any like super like hype shit around it. It was just like this is nostalgic memory, and so everyone was just fucking like jerking and like that shit was hilarious, though.
I think it's just funny because like how ridiculous you can make it look in a group full of people that just make it look ridiculous.
People that can't jerk.
Can't jerk or like just, you know, like I always thought it was fun because like those songs, like the songs that have a dance intertwined
like
with it.
Those.
I love those because like when they play in the club, you see everyone's variations and it's like so funny to see how they interpret the song.
It's so good.
I remember when Stanky Leg used to go on. And man, that was always a funny one.
Man, so good. Fun. So good.
They don't play those kind of songs no more.
Maybe dude, they didn't even play Teach Me How to Dougie.
Oh.
They can't Dougie, so.
Can't Dougie.
I mean, but that's still like, that's.
But yeah, I know. It's a classic. It's a classic. You know, it's like, it's a dance moves. No, it's a classic.
They need to bring back Cat Daddy.
Yo. I mean, you could just put Cat Daddy along with like your dougieing or your twerking or jerking.
Yeah, but it's different to the song. You know?
It is different to the song.
Yeah.
But I do miss all the songs that have dances associated with it. It just makes it more fun and everyone knows it.
Throw down with a shoulder lean.
Lean with a rock with it. Two step.
I can see her.
Walk it out.
One, two step.
Walk it out.
Oh, walk it out.
There's a dance to walk it out.
It's the...
The walk it out thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't it because I'll walk it out?
No, I'm not gonna start walking it out. But
pull out the chicken head dance. Well, a little chingy right there.
Right, like where is this brother music being spun? That's what I need to know.
Maybe, fucking maybe some Raven fucking Bar, club in know. Oakland. Maybe.
We should go to Oakland.
Where, I feel like there'll be a fire club at like in like the hearts of Daly City.
Like top of the hill?
Like top of the hill, hearts of Daly City, and you play Pilo for half of it. That's not racist, right?
I'd be there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be there every fucking night.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I would be there every fucking night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, that'd be sick.
Someone can steal that idea if they want. You know, if they want to open a club in Daly City, I feel like it could be a hit.
Can you imagine like... Just like there's just a bunch of like Filipino uncles there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hit the doggy.
Oh my God.
Hits the doggy.
Hey, can you play the doggy?
Can you
play
the
please?
Can you place the doggy?
One time, please. Doggy.
Can you teach me how to doggies?
Can you teach me how to doggy? Imagine the club. Hey. Oi.
Oi.
Can you teach me how to doggy? Girls will be like, what? What did you say?
Oh man. It would be a dance battle every night at NFL. Like if there was like a club in Daly City like that. It would be a dance battle every night.
You know what's funny is like if you think back at it, all those dance moves and the songs with the dance moves, the more flamboyant you are with the dance, the better it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down.
It's one of those things where if you have like, you're super stiff or like you super can't muscle, half-ass muscular, it. You it's just, like,
yeah.
It doesn't look right.
You got to throw your whole heart in there. Mm-hmm. Like you can go easy with it, you know, like half speed, a dougie or something. But if you start throwing your hips and like your shoulders and, you know, maybe a little side eye here and there, man, it gets you a lot of attention.
Dude, it really does. Like it's like, first it's like, you can't just wave your arms and your legs around. Yeah. You have to like put your hips in. You have to put the shoulders in, right? Then you got to put the neck
there's
in.
There's like a groove
then
you got to it. Like,
right? Yeah. Then after that, then it's the face. Because you know what it was back then? The dance moves was 100% swag.
Yeah.
It was like, as like gross as the word is now, like swag.
Yeah.
But like, that's what it was. Like you whatever swag you had, that's what made the dance like, that's what made or break you doing the dance.
Yeah. You got to throw your own flair in there too, you know? You can really tell when someone's like, oh, they just doing the shit in the music video. You know what I mean?
Like they watched like a step-by-step video how to do it.
They watched
like
how to doggy.
Yeah, how to doggy.
How to doggy. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny. But
yeah. And I think like that's why like when you go on like TikTok, right? Like everyone does the same thing. Right, so like when a TikTok song comes on, everyone does the same thing because it's like a set dance. But it's like, so it's kind of boring. And then plus like, I don't know what like, I mean, back then we was recording ourselves dancing too, but it wasn't in the vertical landscape or it wasn't in the vertical orientation, right? So you're not limited to standing and doing a dance. But like when I see like these like TikTok dancers, right? And you can kind of spot them at the club because they don't move their legs.
Mm.
Right, they just like.
Do they not move their legs when they dance?
I mean, like, of course, like if they're dancing with somebody, or if, like you know, they're just like. If they are like out, like they go to a club and they dance at a club, like it's different, right? But then you can kind of notice because like, when they do like certain like TikTok dances and stuff like that, or like you know they're doing their thing, like.
Oh, it's their like legs it's like, are kind of stiff, just in like a frame, like
because when you. Yeah, when you do TikTok dances, the camera
right you can't move much.
Mm. Yeah, you got whatever screen space you got vertically, right? Man, while we was recording ourselves dancing, we were seawalking and we would put that camera down on the floor. We got that's so true. Much ground, you know. We got so much landscape orientation, dude.
You gotta cover the x-axis when you dance, you know?
You know, we didn't have any y-axis, but we had a lot of x-axis.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you saw was our feet.
Mm-hmm.
See, walking. I mean, that's not like...
I don't know if you're pulling that out at the club.
No.
No, I'm not trying to see walk at the club.
You trying to see walk in heels?
They play some YG.
Oh, I can't really see walk in heels. No,
They played some YG and then like...
No, maybe if they play some Blueface.
They played Tatiana.
They played Tatiana.
But it was like a remix, so it wasn't really...
Won't see you bust down.
I don't know. That beat still hits hard.
Yeah,
they hate on Blueface, but his stuff kind of hits hard if you think about it.
Blueface, baby. But after we went to the club, though, since we left kind of early, we were like, hey, you know, what's open right now, right? And we actually saw a bar here in the Sunset, One Up Bar, right? So we stopped by One Up Bar, and... You know, just like casually having conversations, just kind of winding down for the night, right? And then sipping on a beer. And then they started playing some boppers.
Okay.
At One Up. And I was like, and so I made like a joke to like the bartender. I was like, hey, yo, we just came from Temple and y'all playing better music than them right now. And it was just slow motion from Trey Songz.
Oh, no.
It's so funny. I started hearing that shit and I was just like, yeah.
No, you start dancing that One Up. Start vibing in your seat.
Just vibe. Yeah. We're vibing.
The bartender was hilarious, too, though.
Yeah, at the very end, they're playing the Buddha music. That's how they kick people out. They start playing like this Buddha shit.
Wow.
And then
like Asian ass like temple music.
Yeah.
Literally temple music.
Yeah, literally temple music.
Yeah, we were literally talking on that topic, and then they switched the music to, because it was like 15 minutes to closing, so they switched it to like Buddhist chants.
That's fucking hilarious to kick people out. What if someone really liked that shit and was just in there praying?
Yeah. Dude, the bartender was like dancing to it. She's like, nah, that's okay. Like, I vibe to this.
She started doing the nay-nay to it and shit.
Oh, shit. Fucking.
Like body rolling and just.
No whip and nay-nay. Man.
To Buddha chanting. It's like,
Fuck, dude. Dude. The whip and nay-nay was never one of my dances. It's too stiff.
It's really stiff.
That show's hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Because it's such a straight face. It's just, you know what I mean?
You know? It was kind of fun, like, though, but it was.
Yeah, but it's so like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel like you just can't put too much swag or too much of your own flair in it.
You can.
Like, in the nay-nay. I don't know about the whip.
The whip, you can put a lot of flair into that, too.
I mean, you can throw, like, something before, but the actual act of the whip is, like...
You ever see someone, like, basically give themselves borderline whiplash and snapping their neck doing the whip?
That's the part I don't like about the whip. It's just like, and it's just like a drive-by, you know? And you take so much space on the, you know, because you got to, like... Leg shoulder width apart, locked out elbows, scary face. You know what I mean? Like, you ever think about like
throwing blows at?
throwing blows at the club.
Yeah,
it's like clear out the space. It's my jam. whip. Watch me nay nay. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like that's like, I don't know. That's a weird dance to do in a group.
It is
for sure.
The nanny is kind of fun to do though.
You gotta wait till after the main part though, because like they have that whole set of watch me, like that part, right? Like
that's when
people add all their flair in, because like the whip and nanny, that's standardized.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can throw some funk into the nanny. It's just the whip part.
Yeah.
So that always gets me.
The whip.
Yeah. That's not one of my favorite ones to do.
I forgot flares. About that actually. No one does it anymore, so.
I don't think it's appropriate to do. You didn't fucking punch somebody. Clock somebody in the fucking forehead.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's not a very ideal dance to do. So.
You know what I miss?
It's not a very attractive dance to do at the club either.
No.
Poor bitches. I was just doing whips and nay-nay. You know what I mean? Like, at least the other dance is like, at least, you know, maybe it's a little bit more seductive. Actually, I don't know.
Some swagger.
Yeah, some swagger. Like,
some swagger to it.
Yeah, she... We locked eyes. I hit the Dougie and she peep game, you know?
You can't nay-nay. She's like, just whip around.
Yeah, just Dougie and out of nowhere, she's like, and then she just looks away, you know? It's like, ew. What's your deal breakers? Nay-nayers.
Whippers.
Whippers.
I, One dance in particular that I really miss, and I feel like they should really bring back, is the shmoney dance.
The shmoney.
Oh, the fucking shmoney.
Fucking shmoney.
That's a fire dance because it doesn't require too much movement.
Right.
You don't have to move at all, really.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. Because like, I mean, when we was going to the club, that song was just popping off.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they were playing that like every night. They would at least spin it like once, right? And we would wait for that moment. And once we hear that beat drop, we're fucking shmoney.
I forgot how it went. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Get up out of my trap house.
That's when the whole club's just, you know, it's just like, vibing, holding their AMFs, like
the AMFs. Dun, dun,
dun. A lot of girls. I want a dirty dog. I'm so drunk.
Do you guys smell that bacon right now?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I just need a dirty dog. Are you trying to go to Lucky Chances after this?
Oh my god.
Who's getting the Uber?
Oh man. Yeah.
Fun times.
The clubs. Fun times.
Yeah. Maybe we can find a club that does all the old school dances in a rotation playlist, maybe. Oh, I'll be too tired.
But yeah.
We gotta do a Reddit search on like best hip hop clubs in Daly City.
Is there even clubs in Daly City though?
I don't think so.
You gotta San Francisco. Or yeah. You gotta go like to East Bay or something.
I feel like East Bay Club would have that. Mm. But it's also probably 10 times more dangerous.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But the music's gonna hit. Might not be the only thing that hits. But
oh yeah, you know, they're gonna do the whip, and it's not even the right song, and it's basically just Asian hate crime.
Holy shit! Yeah, let's not go there.
Maybe Raven Bar is it?
Maybe.
So they've never been anyway. So
we'll just look up the next big thing, next big club. What's the big club nowadays?
Arena.
Isn't that basically Tempo 2.0?
2.0 is better than 1.0.
It's where all the ABGs go.
So
sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a good time.
Why don't you do it next weekend?
It depends on the type of ABGs though. Some of them are EDM ones. Some of them are the more bay ones.
I hear it's ratchet there. I don't know what that means.
City girls.
Whatever ratchet means these days.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what that entails. 2022.
So, I mean, I think we should go for science.
I'm down to go for science.
For science.
For science. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
For science.
Migraines and all. We'll go.
For science. Yeah. I'll go with you. Yeah.
So, hey, yo, listeners, if you know somebody that works at Arena, promotes or bottle service or whatever, can hook us up. Let me know.
You're not pushing 30 yet. We can't do bottle service yet.
You're right.
Yeah. It's not my birthday.
Damn. All right. Never mind. Hey, I rescind that. But if y'all can just get us in, that's cool too.
If you're a bouncer or...
No, free guest list.
Free guest list.
Guest list.
I mean, what's cover charging? Adderall?
You got those?
You could get them.
It's expensive these days. Hey, don't put me on blast on here. There's no fucking prescription opioids and drugs here being done or bought.
No opiums.
No drugs. No drugs here. No. This is a clean channel.
Yeah. Guys. What's drugs?
All right.
The E for everyone.
E for ecstasy. Huh?
D for drugs. What?
What?
E for ecstasy.
Oh man.
This reminds you. I say we're going to roofie ourselves for ready to eat for everyone.
We just got to know, you know?
we got to let y'all know.
Yeah, we got to let you know what the turning point is that you need help at the club. We just need to find a trusted friend to
roofie us.
To babysit us while we're roofied, not to roofie us.
Oh yeah,
it's a control test.
Yeah.
It's a control test. We're all gonna take it out once, and have one person.
We're all taking it at once.
What's the point of us taking it at different times?
I don't know.
Damn.
I'd be locked up in a room or something.
If we suffocate.
Oh man. Well, with that being said, guys, we'll just wrap up this episode, man. We don't know where we're going with this. No drug talk here. Make sure you go to www.talkshopcast.com where you can find all of our latest episodes and everything of the sorts, about pages. You know, it's all there, man. Just go there. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. TalkShopCast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doodles.
See y'all.
Bye.